Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance as we age. If you want more like this, simply subscribe so you never miss the newest episode. If you struggle with sleep, I'm going to walk you through the three categories that you can break sleep down into to understand what's actually going on. Then I'm going to walk you through some simple actions to actually improve your sleep quality. And if you stay to the end, I'm going to give you a really helpful resource to walk you through these steps so you can apply this to your own life as soon as this video is done. My name's Ollie. I'm the founder of The Body Reset. If you haven't followed us before, we've helped thousands of clients over the last decade help improve their body and energy through what we call the Body Reset model. We look at improving intelligent nutrition, smart training, and an unstoppable lifestyle to really make sure that this is an approach that is something you want to do forever. You get your body back on your side, and sleep is a huge component of this, and that's where I want to go through today. So the three areas, the reason we break it down into these three categories is there's so much advice out there around how to improve sleep through having a cool, dark room, right? We start thinking about all of the things we can do to our environment to improve our sleep. And although they have a very real impact, right? Things like light exposure have a significant impact and signaling to the body and brain, whether to be awake or whether to go to sleep. So this is definitely an area that we can look at. But I think the biggest overarching issue that we're not looking at is how is our body functioning? And why are we no longer getting good sleep? Now, the reason I think that that's such a huge component of this is just go back to when you're a teenager, right? If you asked your teenage self, hey, how can I get better sleep? He'd reply with what? You just go to bed and you sleep great and you wake back up, you know, 9 hours later, right? Now, the reason I bring that up and kind of use that as a silly analogy is there's something that's changed from when you're a teenager. Yes, there's hormonal changes. Yes, you're aging, but there's something as to how our body's functioning that's so much more controllable that's getting in the way of our quality of sleep. And this is where you can break down these three categories. So the first one we're going to look at is glucose control. Now, the reason I mean this is typically we're going to look at the first 1 to 3 hours of the night. This is an area where, say we go to bed at 10 p.m., we wake up anywhere from 11 through to 1 a.m., right? So we really feel like we only just got to sleep and we're waking up again. Now, this usually, we can break it into two categories, but it very much becomes very nutritional or how your body responds to the foods you're eating. Because when we look at this through a glucose control lens and why I call it this 1 to 3 hours, is typically that's when you've gone to sleep and your glucose has dipped and it's woken you up because you've got to that point, your body's saying you've got really low blood glucose levels. Now, there's two ways that can happen. One is we're having a really big spike in cortisol before we go to bed. Maybe we're having some sugary foods. We're having a big dessert, ice cream, lollies, something along those lines. We've had a spike and then we tank, right? We get to sleepy, we go to bed, and then we get woken up an hour or two later because that's our blood glucose is too low after the big overcorrection of that spike that we then wake up again, right? So improving our nutrition, having some better fibers, some longer lasting or lower GI carbohydrates can all be really, really helpful to improve that response. That is, again, the same recommendation if we go the other way. There's a huge worry and concern in our dieting culture that, or in the dieting culture, that there's no carbs after six, right? One, carbs are bad, and two, apparently having them after 6 o'clock is even worse. So if we are doing this, typically we're in a starvation mode. One, we're not able to really calm the body down, and if you're in this sort of tired but wired state, this could be a huge way to improve your quality of sleep. And if you're a business owner or busy professional who's, you know, got all of this stuff going on all day, carbohydrates can be really helpful at calming the nervous system down. It just comes down to, I don't want to say it, but the right carbohydrates. And what I mean by that is, you know, whole foods, hopefully, you know, not packaged or processed or overly processed in any way, and is low glycemic, meaning it's a slow release of sugars in the body rather than the spike like the first example. Both of those will allow for a much better response of how your body can sleep through that first 1 to 3 hours a night, because we're looking at that lens of controlling that slow release of glucose through the body. So that's our 1 to 3 hours. The second one we're looking at here is that 3 to 5 hours. We're now looking at liver function. Now, the reason I say liver function is because we're seeing this pattern come through that, say, again, we go to bed at 10 p.m., we're waking up anywhere from about 1 to 3 a.m., okay? This is the area where we're right in the middle of the night, and we feel like we have to get up to pee, right? And we've started to make this normal that, you know, as we age, we have to get up to pee, or we've made it normal that we just don't have, you know, a full night's sleep without waking up. Now, this has got nothing to do with aging and everything to do with how your body's functioning, liver being a key component of that. Now, if there's been 10, 15 years of stress and overall toxicity build up over that time, there's going to be a bit of an impact on how that body operates. And we think that, you know, we have to get up to pee. The biggest thing here is that your bladder is very resilient, right? It should be able to last a full night on a full, drink of water just before bed. And unless there's bladder control issues, that typically is not the reason you wake up during the night, right? Maybe there's a little bit of extra sodium required in that last meal if you are eating truly quite whole foods and nothing processed. Maybe sodium can be a little low and your body's not really utilizing it well. But more often than not, it's typically a liver congestion issue. And this is really highly correlated with a disrupted sleep or missing those deeper quality levels of sleep, and you feel like it's very light. And through what we do with clients all the time, looking at their blood work, supporting their body, looking at liver protocols, not cleansers or flushing out the body, but protocols that support that liver function to improve how the body works, we see significant impacts in the quality and depth of sleep through addressing the liver if that's where they're waking up that 3 to 5 hours during the night, all right? And then the last one we have is this 5 to 7 hours, right? We've had at least 5 hours of okay sleep, and then we wake up really alert and we can't get back to sleep. Right. If that's you, you're typically in a higher paced position, maybe a business owner, manager, high level executive, where there's a level of just mental chatter that you can't stop throughout the day. Maybe there's a, 5, 6, 10 hours of just stress and work and just heightened sort of productivity throughout the day. It might not even feel like stress to you, where you're just getting so much done. You get to the end of the day, you finally get tired, you go to bed, and you get, some good sleep, but then you wake up really early. And this is where a lot of people get into a space where they just feel normal, only having 5 or 6 hours sleep. It's not normal. It's just become normal because how often it's happened, right? We live in such an always-on culture that we're never able to shut off. Or when we do finally try to shut off, our body wakes us up really early with the thought that we forgot or the thing we need to do today that we forgot, right? This is an area that I struggled with for a very long time, and this is where we came back to the power of routines. Those nighttime routines that really allow you to refine, or calm the body down and really set up the next day. So if that's something more mindfulness-based, where you do a meditation or a journal, that would work brilliantly to reduce that mental chatter. Maybe it's simply putting your clothes out for the following day or doing a to-do list, or even better yet, doing a to-do list and moving it to a time block so you know what your day looks like tomorrow without diving into all the things you'll forget, all the details, right? Our bodies are great, or our brains are great idea generators. They're not very good storers. And if you're trying to store all that information in there without writing it down, getting out of your head, that's where you're going to wake up really early and feel sort of heightened there. So those are the three categories I wanted to walk you through really briefly. One is that 1 to 3 hours at the night, that glucose control regulation. What are you eating in your last meal? And can we improve the quality of the carbohydrates to get a slow release of sugars throughout the body, as opposed to a spike in a tank or simply nothing at all where it's very low? The second option there is the liver congestion, that sort of 3 to 5 hours where we're noticing we're just getting really disrupted sleep and we're not able to access that deep quality REM and deep sleep anymore. Looking at addressing the liver through, looking at your blood work and understanding how we support the body, addressing things like the foods that you may be feeling a bit bloated or inflamed from, the waters, the cleaning products, the face products and beauty products that you might be using, all of the things that might be causing a certain level of toxic load on the body. Look for more natural options. Look for things that don't have parabens and a whole bunch of extra toxins in the bottle, simply turning it around and seeing what has all the numbers and letters and things you can't pronounce. That's a really easy place to start. If it's foreign to say, it's usually foreign to the body. And then lastly, if it's that 5 to 7 hours in the night, it's deeper in the night, you're waking up really alert and you can't get back to sleep, there's that really high cortisol response, then looking at setting up some better night routine. It's a case of being more proactive today to be productive tomorrow and really creating that space of allowing the body to wind down, because it's not trying to remember everything. You are actually allowing yourself to get thoughts out of your head and onto paper. Seems to be the best way to improve that space, and is always happening with busy professionals. So I hope those three areas are beneficial. That gives you an awareness of those steps. If you want access to this, simply comment guide below, or if you're listening to this on the podcast or you're watching this on YouTube, simply go to our main Body Reset Facebook group on Facebook to get access to this guide directly, and we can send it right through. And this will allow you to walk through these steps a little bit more. I've written it out in detail as to those three categories and where you can start. But hopefully this really allows you to connect the dots between the things we can do to optimize our environment that are absolutely important, but we're now actually addressing how our body functions as being a very big realization for me personally, and hopefully for you, around why your body's maybe not accessing those deep quality levels of sleep anymore. So again, if you want access to that guide, simply reach out to the main Facebook group or that Body Reset Facebook group to get access to this link, and we can send you through that guide. If you're on YouTube, I might add that link below so you can grab that there as well. I hope this is beneficial, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye. This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion, and thanks for tuning in.